Hello, everyone. I'm John Malky. Welcome to Parkside Today. Our guest is Sean Dolan. Sean is an assistant professor in the Health, Exercise Science, and Sport Management Department here at UW Parkside. He earned his bachelor's degree in Portuguese from Brigham Young University and his master's degree in athletic administration from Idaho State University. His previous experience includes serving as an adjunct professor for 3 years at Capital University and teaching for 4 years at Ohio State University, or maybe I should say the Ohio State University, where he also earned his PhD in sport management. Sean, welcome to Parkside Today.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
And we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the inaugural UW Parkside Sport Management Conference and UW Parkside's partnerships with professional sports organizations in the region. But first, let's touch on some of the success recently, the noted success of the UW Parkside Sport Management Program. How would you describe our sport management program to prospective students and their parents, and what is it that makes it a program that's been highly recognized?
Sure. Yeah. So in terms of the sport management program, we actually have the undergraduate program, which started in the year 2000. And it's within this area in particular, it's pretty prominent, right? You know, we have a good footprint here in the state of Wisconsin and also within the Milwaukee, Chicago region. As of 2017, last year, we started our master's degree in sport management as well. And both of the degrees have been really, really positive. Because of the region and the area that we have with professional sport organizations, amateur, college sport, we have a lot of opportunities for the students to get experience, which nowadays, if you don't have experience, you can't get a job, right? So that's one of the big things that we do focus on is even within our classes, you know, we're going to put you into getting the knowledge that you need, which is important. But the next biggest step is really who you know, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to work on networking with our students, and the projects that they do are very applicable to what's happening today in the sport industry. And we're seeing that fruition take place, right? Where we have a lot of students that are having a lot of success at internships. Mm-hmm. And then after they graduate, they're getting good full-time positions within the industry as well.
Right. And it sounds like those are the things that the Parkside Sport Management Program was named UW Parkside was named one of the best colleges for sports management degree programs in 2018-2019 by schools.com. The things you just talked about, those would seem to be some of the attributes that a schools.com organization would look at.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that focuses, you know, in terms of what kind of success do our students have within the program, but also afterward, and then the value that they get for their degree. Those are some of the things that schools.com shows in terms of rankings for the sport management programs. And in that ranking, we are ranked number 5 in the country. So we're proud of that.
And this is another one of those money comes to money, right? Where if you're successful and you can show prospective students that you have a successful program, that makes it more attractive and easier to bring those students in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the focus of what we're trying to do here.
When you're talking to a prospective student, what are some of the key things that you're talking to that student about?
I think similar to some of the things that we talked about, but you know, one of the big things in terms of sport in the industry is there a way that you have access to generate revenue? If that's something that you have the skills of doing, that you're probably going to have a good amount of success within the sport industry. That said, there are a lot of different ways of doing that, whether it's kind of the traditional way of sport marketing or even sport sales. But could you budget well? You know, can you, are there different ways that you can bring fans into the stadium or in the arena? So there are different ways of approaching that. I think that's one of our focuses. But that said, I think it's more than just the business aspect. Where sport management is concerned, we touch upon the social issues as well. Right. We have a sport and society class that Dr. Megan Perietti teaches and does a great job with that. And we focus on the leadership side, too. Sports communication, which Derek here was one of my students and had to suffer through that. But it's, you know, just different ways of reaching kind of that sport industry. And at the end of the day, you do need to make your organization money. So how can we reach that in these different ways of doing that?
Right. And Derek, you mentioned, is Derek Fye, who produces Parkside Today, and we're fortunate to have him here as part of the Parkside Today team. Looking back 20, 30 years ago, and if you talked about getting involved in a professional sports organization, seems like it was more limited to some of the major sports teams, that you uh-huh. didn't have some of the minor league teams and not just in, let's say, a baseball or something like that, but there's more teams and more organizations that are coming online maybe today than ever before.
I think they were still there. I just think working in the sport industry was not as prominent. I think also the sport management programs, there weren't as many. Mm-hmm. If you talk about even 20 years ago, and you talk about 30 years ago, and where I had taught and done my doctorate at Ohio State University. I don't really like the in front of it, but we can put it there. They were one of the first programs to have sport management, or one of the first universities, and that was 30 plus years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas today, you get online and you look on websites, I mean, there are sport management programs all over the country. And so I think that's one piece of it, is that sport management academically is just a lot more relevant, and a lot of different universities. I think there are organizations, you know, within this area, the Northwoods League, a lot of people kind of mm-hmm. overlook that.
Right.
But that's a way that our students get a lot of really good experience kind of off the bat.
Right.
Right. And I think even so, college athletics, a lot has changed drastically from Division I, II to Division III, where, again, there's more of that focus on, I don't want to say a business model, but it's how are we going to keep things going? How are we going to get, notoriety to our program?
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they have a different model of how they do that.
Mm-hmm.
When I started as an undergraduate, which I won't say how long ago that was now, but it's something where back in the day, you had a lot of coaches that were athletic directors or coaches that taught. And that doesn't happen as much today
mm-hmm.
at the amateur level, where you're going to have your typical athletic director like we see now with Andrew Gavin mm-hmm. Coming from the communication side. He didn't have any coaching experience, right? But then the coaches coach and the administrators administrate kind of thing, right? And on the professional sports side, it's the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're just noticing more through sport management programs as well as the organizations that the model is different, and we're trying to meet those needs.
Mm-hmm.
So esports is a big thing now, which kids always like playing video games, but now it's
right.
a professional organization in right. sport, right? And that's right. something that's totally different too.
Right.
So,
and you mentioned the Northwoods League, the people who are running that league, as it gets stronger and larger throughout Wisconsin, they do know how to put on a show. Mm-hmm. In addition to what competitions taking place on the diamond, in that case, the baseball team.
They do, yeah. And I think, you know, treating it, the Northwoods League, kind of like a minor league organization, at the end of the day, does the score matter? Not really, right? You're trying to get people to enjoy the environment, the atmosphere, and the game. If they win, great, you know, but they want the fans to be able to come in and have a good experience, and that's what that's about. So if you know, as much as they want the teams to win, they also want people to come to the games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how you keep the doors open. That's how you make your money. And so that Northwoods League thing, you can see that they're taking advantage of that, and they're putting a lot of emphasis on the fan experience.
Right.
I had that opportunity going up to the Lakeshore Chinooks as a fan,
mm-hmm.
being able to go there, and they treated me well. Probably helps that some of them were my students, right? But it's something that you notice, where they really focus on that fan and the experience that they have.
Right. So if you have a good time, if you're bringing your kids to the game, or just you're going to the game yourself, if you walk away from there, as you said, whether your team wins or loses, if the experience was fun, you had a good time, there's a good chance that you say, I'm going to do that again.
Yeah. I mean, my daughters will tell you, I'll ask them what the score was. They don't know. But mm-hmm. there was a great kids zone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all they care about.
Yeah.
And what kind of food did they eat?
Right.
And so if you're going to have parents come into a game with their kids, that's what's important.
Right.
But, you know, they do a lot of things on the field in between innings, too. Kenosha Kingfish, the same kind of thing, where they're trying to keep the fans engaged when the game's not going on.
Right. And then take that, and it is an opportunity for UW Parkside students when they're working game day ops here for events at Parkside. That same thing is taking place in college athletics, right?
It is, yeah. And we've been very fortunate to have a really great relationship with UW Parkside Athletics here, where we have internships set up that our students are able to apply to and work. You know, Sean Daniels, who is the director of athletic communications here, has taken some of our students from the sports communication class that Derek was a part of, and they're getting experience right now, you know, working the stats, typing press releases, doing things on the website that maybe at other places you wouldn't be able to do that, right? So it's the same kind of thing where they're starting to do some more things with marketing too, and event management. So during those games, half times, pre-game, in between timeouts, the students, our students are getting a lot of good experience, and then athletics, yeah, they're treating it similar to like the North Woods League, like we're talking about, where it is based on the fan experience.
How does the university kind of work toward generating relationships with sport organizations in the area? I mean, we have a talent resource for those organizations. They should be interested in us, but there are plenty of other organizations that are interested in making those connections. How do we go about doing that?
So I think the first thing that you touched upon is we do have a lot of sport organizations that reach out to us and say, we want your students. You know, I think a large part of that is our location. Another big part of it is that we've had this program since the year 2000, and we have a lot of proud alumni that are doing a lot of great things in the sport industry. You know, so word to mouth, they come talking to us. I think the other thing that we try to do a really good job of is setting up guest speakers to come to our campus for our classes through the sport management club. And then we also at times will do kind of tours of other facilities. So between that kind of stuff and then this sport management conference that we're putting on, you know, we try to do as much as we can with networking so people understand who we are here at UW Parkside, that we have a good, strong sport management program, and that if they need interns or if they need somebody to fill in terms of a job after they graduate, we've got those students.
Right. And if a student has on his or her resume some connection with the Milwaukee Bucks, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Packers, the Kingfish, that's a big help for them when they are out there then trying to advance their professional career.
It is, and I think, you know, a lot of people might think that a lot of our students, they do go work for the North Woods League in internships, but we do have alumni that have worked and do work for the Bucks and the Brewers and the Packers, right? So they get all those opportunities as well. So I think just the breadth of where our students go really helps our program out. And hopefully at the end of the day also helps the UW Parkside brand as a university as well.
So now you mentioned the sport management conference, the inaugural sport management conference here at UW Parkside that's coming up in February. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us where that idea came from and what are the goals of the conference?
The idea, you know, we were in a sport management meeting and Professor Bill Miller basically said, what do you think of this idea? and we hopped on board and said we thought it was a good idea. So I think really it was just something that we understood where we are and the organizations around us. If we can make it work here at University of Wisconsin-Parkside, it's something that could really benefit not just our program, but also those in the sport industry. We are putting a lot of effort into that right now. It's on February 22nd, 2019. It's going to be an all-day event. And we've got a lot of great professionals coming in that are going to talk to not only our students, but anybody within the community that wants to come and discuss, you know, what's going on in terms of the future of sport.
when you started putting the conference together and thinking about it, where did the ideas come from? Where was the generation to say, or the genesis to say, here are topics that we want to cover. We know these are important to students, to working professionals in the sports industry. How'd you come about with bringing those together?
So I guess I should also state that there's, you know, Bill Miller, that's our department chair, that he's obviously a big part of this and came up with a lot of the ideas. Bill Beaupre, who is a full-time lecturer in our program, has discussed this a lot as well, and we have a lot of meetings with him. Dr. Megan Perietti, the same kind of thing. We also have Brad Leonard, who's a master's student with us in our program, that he has gone to these professional conferences before as a student and has been really gung-ho in this. So when we've kind of shaped this conference, it's been all those people discussing topics. Part of it is the people that we know, right? So minor league sports is an area where we know a lot of people, and so we have a panel regarding minor league sports. College athletics, which is where I spent my professional career before becoming a professor, and Dr. Perietti as well is a topic of a panel that we have also. And then revenue generation that we've brought up, you know, that's something that is an emerging trend. And so looking at the trends plus the people that we know is what shaped the topics that we have for this sport management conference.
And when you reached out to some of the people from various organizations, and whether those people are going to be with you as a member of panel or whether they're coming in as a keynote speaker, what was the reaction to the invitations?
It's been for the most part positive, and at first we weren't sure how people would take it because, you know, we're not giving a lot of money to have them come. But I think they all hopped on board because it was a chance for them not only to talk about what they do, but they knew there would be a lot of other good people here that I think they could also network with. Plus, you know, kind of the pay it forward idea that a lot of us do in the sport industry. It's such a small world that when you have an opportunity to give back, I think a lot of people are willing to do that. And so it's been overwhelmingly positive. I know a lot of these panelists in our keynote have really kind of shuffled things around so they can make sure that they're coming. And we've been super grateful with them being so flexible and working with us for this conference.
Sure. Maybe put yourself in a couple different places. Put yourself in the place of the student who is who's either involved in sport management or wants to be involved in sport management, and then if you would put yourself in the position of the business professional in sport management. What are they going to gain from attending the conference?
So the students, I think, obviously, one of the big things is, you know, just the words that are coming out of the panelists' mouth is going to be a lot of stuff that is really important to them, right? Because they're going to be able to understand what the trends are in minor league sport, professional sport, college athletics, revenue generation, and how they can utilize that information. Hopefully, which we're also trying to emphasize to our students is, listen, if you've gone to that conference and you haven't talked to at least 3 or 4 or 5 of these people,
right.
I'm not saying it's a waste, but you really got to make sure you get out there and you talk to them.
Yeah.
Because the people that you know is really going to help too. So we have been pushing, you know, making sure that our students do network with these professionals as well.
Right.
Because like we said, at the end of the day, you know, it is what you know, but it's also who you know.
Right.
And on the professional side, in terms of those in the sport industry, I think, you know, them coming to this conference, obviously it's going to help us out getting to know them a little bit better. We know a lot of them. Maybe not all of them in person, but I think that's something that the professionals, you know, getting them onto our campus is going to be helpful to us. And I think usually when we get guest speakers, panelists, keynotes to come to our campus, they recognize the things that we're doing, which helps. But again, like I said, on the other end, they will be able to network as well with each other, which is important for those in the sport industry. And then hopefully, you know, take note of our students and see how good they are, which I believe they are. So hopefully they present themselves well.
Right.
And, you know, when those positions open up, these sport industry professionals know who to come to get their new employees.
Seems like as you look at where some of the Parkside students that have come out of the sport management program, where they've gone, where they've been connected, and it's about that back to those relationships, mm-hmm. right? That if they make a connection with someone and they work in this organization and that person knows someone over here, that it's very much that relationship building that leads to their success.
It is. And that's a good portion of it, right? So, I mean, you gotta wow people with what you can do. But the more that you know others and you can get a word to mouth of how good you are, the better off you're going to be in terms of a job. Mm-hmm. The sport industry is really crazy where even an unpaid internship at a, you know, major league sport organization, there could be 300 applicants.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be doing that, if you know somebody, then they have your name there, that's going to help you out. If it's just a cold resume, it's a lot more difficult.
Right.
So the more people you know, the better it's going to help you in at least moving to that next step. And so that's what we're trying to get our students to be aware of so they can be those people that get those interviews.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about the health, exercise science, and sport management department here at UW Parkside. We talked a little bit before about how it's held in high regard. When a new student, a prospective student is coming in, what do you see as some of the things that that maybe they know about the program coming in and maybe some of the things they don't know about the program coming in?
So in terms of the department, we've got the sport management end, and then we have the health and exercise science end.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in terms of the sport management end, I think it's really common when people say, oh, sport management, so what do you do with that? Are you going to manage sport teams?
Yeah.
And it's a lot bigger than that, right, where there's across the gamut, what you can think of that happens in sport is, within that sport management umbrella. A lot of our students do work on the administrative or the management end, but we do have students that have gone on to coaching as well, and a lot of different avenues. So I think once they understand that it's not just being the GM of a general manager of a baseball team or whatever, that you can actually, you know, be a nerd and take stats and you can get paid for that like I did.
Yeah.
Right. I think there's just a lot more avenues that once they understand what that is, you know, they realize that they can have a profession in sport. And I think that's very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to show that with the classes that we have. And I think, you know, students are drawn to that.
Your experience at colleges and universities around the country, it's rather impressive. Brigham Young University, where, you know, I don't know if there's a college football fan out there that doesn't know BYU. I don't know if there's a college football fan out there that doesn't know Ohio State University, which people thought out of there. Capital University. What is it about those different places that may be kind of similar? And what is it do you see the differences that causes or results in a BYU or an Ohio State being a program that, you know, almost immediately sports fans go, oh, yeah, I know that program. I heard that program.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of Ohio State, most people hate Ohio State, right? So that's the first thing.
Except
that people
if you're going
about,
to Ohio State.
Unless you're there.
Yeah, unless you're there.
Everybody in
yeah.
Ohio loves it, and everybody else outside of Ohio hates them, right?
Yeah, but, right.
that is the big time of college athletics, right? And so I knew that going into it. It was an experience that I knew that I would be involved with, but I knew that there was a piece of separation too, as I'm on the academic side, at least getting my doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to do a lot of cool things with the administrators and the coaches there,
mm-hmm.
and see, you know, how they run a major college athletics program. Yeah. BYU, you know, that's kind of where I grew up, and so I know that area really well and that university and.
Mm-hmm.
It is big. I mean, in terms of college football, you know, that's what people know. Mm-hmm. It's not as big as Ohio State,
right?
That's they do generate revenue, but it's not to the same extent as Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
The other places that I've been where I've worked in small college athletics, Capital University, where I taught. I also worked at the College of Idaho and Southern Virginia in their athletic departments. Those are small Division III programs, right? So, you know, keeping the fans happy is a good part of it, but a bigger part is student athlete participation. They want the student mm-hmm. athletes to have an experience that they won't forget.
Mm-hmm.
So you do care about fans being there, But there is a greater focus on the student athlete and them having the experience that they need. Not that it's not there at Ohio State, but Ohio State football, you got over 100,000 fans at a football game.
Right.
Right. You're not getting that at Capital University, Southern Virginia, or even University of Wisconsin Parkside.
Yeah.
So I think they're just priorities at times are a little bit different there.
Mm-hmm. Anything from the various institutions where you've had the opportunity to spend some time where you kind of draw on something or say, oh, yeah, I remember that from this particular situation, or any of those that you can share?
So being here at Wisconsin Parkside, I think my small college experience has been really helped with students in particular, those that are interning for the athletic department here, mm-hmm. right? Because Division II and Division III, they are different, but they're not drastically different. And I've had opportunities of, you know, working in different athletic departments. So, like athletic communication, sports information, event management, fundraising, I can give experiences in the classroom that I did as a professional that students can understand.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And I've, you know, done enough with the major Division I programs that I can also talk about those too.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking of an example, fundraising is a class that I teach, athletic fundraising, that I'll be starting next week if it stops snowing.
Or the temperature comes up.
Or the temperature.
Yeah, something.
But it's, you know, I worked fundraising events at the College of Idaho where I was fortunate to be a part of. I don't think I really did anything with it, but we got a $500,000 donation,
mm-hmm.
for a baseball stadium. And so I can draw upon that experience in that class that helps with credibility a little bit, but also that I've understood the process that you go through to get a donation like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so experiences like that really help as I've been on the professor side now and trying to connect with the students, the importance of, you know, what we're doing.
Sure, sure. You mentioned Andrew Gavin, director of athletics. He's been with UW Parkside now about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of, I'm a big Andrew Gavin fan, but regardless of all the things that he's done that maybe you would say are a little bit behind the scenes, or maybe if you're not involved with the program, you don't know that. The one thing that when you walk into the building, the UW Parkside Sports and Activity Center is a much different looking place
uh-huh.
than it was a year and a half ago. And when you walk through places like the Kohl Center in Madison and see that image of the Badgers or see the image of the Rangers here, image is a big part of the success of a program, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, you're drawn upon my experience in communications, too, and you're a communications person, and Andrew was.
Yeah.
So branding.
Yeah.
Branding is a big thing. And Andrew has done a lot of that within the Sports and Activity Center, like you talked about, where now everybody, if they didn't know before, you know, we are the Rangers and we have a Ranger Bear.
Right.
And that's really prominent now. I joke every time I see Craig Becker, who's our assistant athletic director for facilities, I joke that he's always painting something else green.
Right. Right.
Because that's the brand that they're trying to portray and they're doing a great job of it. You know, it's. It really lends to the athletic experience,
mm-hmm.
But also, you know, I would argue as well for our department, HESM, that
right.
the health and exercise science side too, you know, they get benefit as we do as well in sport management.
Mm-hmm. So. You see I ask this because I'm always confused by it. So I think if I'm confused, maybe I'm hoping someone else is confused as well, that people maybe don't see the separation or the difference between the health, exercise, science, sport management, and Ranger athletics. How do you make that differentiation?
I mean, one is, athletics is the student athletes participating, right? On our end is we are teaching classes about sport and exercise science. That said, I like the relationship that we have with Parkside Ranger Athletics where, you know, if people don't know the differentiation there, that's okay. You know, I want us to have a really good relationship with Parkside Athletics and we do, and I think that really helps our department and our program. You know, that said, Andrew Gavin, great person, not a professor, you know.
Right.
So we are in the classroom teaching and the Parkside Athletics, that is one of our partners, but we have, like, you know, like we've talked about, a lot of students that go to a lot of different organizations mm-hmm. and get experience within the sport industry. So, you know, we are the academic side and they are the athletic side. But I like that we have a good partnership with them too.
Right. So Sean Dolan, Sean is an assistant professor in the health, exercise science, and sport management department here at UW Parkside. He's been kind enough to come in and share some time with us on Parkside today. And before we let you go, tell us again when, where, and how can people find out more about the inaugural UW Parkside Sport Management Conference?
Yeah, so the UW Parkside Sport Management Conference is, again, going to be Thursday, February 22nd, Friday, February 22nd. My apologies. Thank you, Derek, former student of mine.
So he learned something.
He keeps me on track. He knows
and me as well.
So Friday, February 22nd, it's an all-day event, and it's going to be actually held here in the cinema, here in the Student Center at mm-hmm. UW Parkside. Anybody can come. What we ask is that you register online. We're at uwp.edu/PSMC. Just, you know, to give you a few notables, we do have a keynote speaker, Brian Gaynor, from he's vice president of innovation with Forefront, which is a sport consulting firm within the Chicago area. We've got Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, Milwaukee Milkmen, Milwaukee Brewers, UW Parkside Athletics, mm-hmm. Rock Ventures, Green Bay Packers, just some of the organizations that are coming, Northwestern Athletics, University of Wisconsin Green Bay Athletics, got also Big Top Soccer, Big Top Baseball. So we've got a lot of organizations that are involved in this, and we're excited for that opportunity to let other people just listen to them.
Great. Well, Sean, congratulations on your work and Bill Miller's work in getting the conference put together. Good luck on Friday, February 22nd, here at UW Parkside. Sean Dolan, assistant professor in the Health, Exercise, Science, and Sport Management Department, has been our guest, and we thank you for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.